With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump held his first public campaign rally since he was injured in an assassination attempt, an event in the battleground state of Michigan, alongside his new running mate. The joint rally with Ohio Senator J.D. Vance yesterday was the first for the pair since they became the GOP's nominee at the Republican National Convention. The former president promised to put an end to Biden economic policies.
Under my leadership, we will throw out Bidenomics and we will replace it very simply with Maganomics.
Donald Trump also praised his vice president running mate, J.D. Vance.
I want to thank you, J.D., for the introduction. You're going to be a fantastic vice president of the United States. And, you know, I chose him because he's for the worker. He's for the people that work so hard and perhaps weren't treated like they should have been, but they were treated that way 4 years ago, I can tell you that.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports on Israeli retaliation in Yemen a day after Houthi rebels targeted Tel Aviv.
Israel's army says it struck several Houthi targets in Yemen following a recent fatal drone attack by the rebel group in Tel Aviv. The Israeli strikes appear to be the first on Yemeni soil since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Israel's military says a number of military targets are hit in the western port city of Hodeidah, adding that strikes come in response to hundreds of attacks carried out against Israel in recent months. A Houthi spokesperson wrote on social media platform X that Yemen's being subjected to a blatant Israeli aggression, saying the strikes targeted fuel storage facilities in the province's power station. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
A rising number of heat-related deaths in Texas among residents who lost power during Hurricane Beryl has pushed the number of storm fatalities to at least 23. This is SRN News. Insurance companies are dropping churches, SRN's Michael Harrington.
A surge in national disasters is putting a lot of financial pressure on firms that insure the nation's houses of worship, and some are opting to cancel policies. Baptist Press reports that congregations in Texas are especially vulnerable to being dropped after a series of storms, floods, and freezes. Many insurance companies are also still trying to recover from the pandemic, which forced them to make big payouts and taxed resources. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arkansas is being sued for rejecting petitions in favor of a proposed ballot measure to scale back the state's abortion ban. Supporters want the state Supreme Court to order officials to start counting more than 100,000 signatures. The state says organizers did not comply with a law regarding documentation submitted about paid canvassers. The proposed ballot measure would not make abortion a constitutionally protected right in Arkansas. This is SRN News. Calling all snake lovers.
A mega den of rattlesnakes at a remote location in northern Colorado is now available for live round-the-clock viewing online. California Polytechnic State University scientists recently put up a webcam at what they say is one of the biggest rattlesnake dens they've ever seen. The goal is twofold: to reveal how rattlesnakes behave when people aren't nearby, and to bring in the public to spot details about the snakes and surrounding environment that might otherwise be overlooked. The den is home to as many as 2,000 rattlesnakes at a time. John Scott reporting.
As it turns out, no, you don't have to wait 30 minutes after eating to go swimming. Doctors say there's no need in most cases to wait. That old warning stems from worry that people might drown or struggle because blood will be diverted to their full stomachs instead of their muscles. But Dr. Matthew Badgett of the Cleveland Clinic says people will still have plenty of blood flowing to their muscles after eating, so no problem. More details at SRNnews.com.